The EU says automakers in Europe already cut carbon dioxide emissions about 12% between 1995 and 2004. But the union's commissioner for enterprise and industry, Günter Verheugen, says 12% is not enough. The goal is to reach a 25% reduction no later than 2009. That's part of the European Union's obligations under the Kyoto Protocol. So far, emissions reductions have been voluntary. But Verheugen says the cuts could become mandatory if progress doesn't speed up. That means carmakers will have to make a 3% cut in CO2 emissions each year between now and 2009. In recent years, the reductions were only about 1% per year. If the increased reductions become mandatory, it would also have an impact on vehicles that are built in the U.S. but sold in Europe. For the GLRC, I'm Dustin Dwyer.